I was talking about those days. We all grew up watching the 10 o'clock news, and you'd see everybody, big line of cars, every television reporter at the mailbox, at the main post office, as people were dropping their tax returns to hit the midnight deadline. Those days are long gone, but Bob Fukuda, who's engineering our broadcast today, he said he did that one time and he got a free loaf of bread. They were handing out free loaves of bread. That is a time that is long past, but people still put it off to the last minute. Today is tax day. Stephen A. Leahy is with us. He joined us on Friday. He's from the law office of Stephen A. Leahy. And somebody had a general question, Stephen. Any idea of how many people nationwide do not file their taxes on time and do not file an extension?
Well, the answer is about 80% of everybody is on time and files on time. And so that leaves 20%. Now, that means some people might file an extension, but that leaves about 20% that don't file on time and don't pay on time.
Okay, so let's say that you do not have them prepared and you need to file.
There's like 250 million returns filed. So 10% of that, 50 million.
Okay, interesting.
Big number.
That is a big number. So people today are faced with filing an extension, and on Friday you gave us a website, and I'm going to have you repeat that again, where you can do it very quickly and you can do it free. But what info do you need to have? Do you need to have your W-2 in hand? Do you need to know what you owe in order to file that extension?
The answer is no. You just have to file. You just have to have your Social Security number to file an extension. Now, you're supposed to pay today, too. So if you owe money, you're supposed to pay today. And then there's a different form for that that you could complete what the number is and then make the payment. Now, even if you can't pay today, though, you're still better off to file for an extension, even if you can't pay today.
And how would you know what you owe if you haven't done your taxes?
That's a very good question. Generally, what the rule is, you have to pay. Depends on how much money you make, right? About what bracket you fall into. So most people pay 10 to 20 of what they make, right? The effective tax rate will be about 20%, 25%. Now you can overpay because you'll be just like most people who get a refund. So if I think I'm going to owe the IRS money, and I made $100,000, probably should give them $20,000. Now, does that mean I'm going to have $20,000 in taxes? No, maybe I only owe with the exemptions and everything. Maybe I'm down and I'm going to owe $12,000 or something. Then I'll get the $8,000 back. But as we talked about, I think we mentioned this on Friday about and my friend Karen Conti pointed this out, how not filing is a bigger penalty than not paying.
Right, right. Somebody asked, should you keep your receipts each year?
Absolutely. Well, many of us now are not don't take deductions. We don't take exemptions. It's not because we have the automatic. They doubled the exemptions, the standard exemptions. So most people aren't listing their deductions, right? So the answer is only if you're in business and you're going to have and you're going to do a Schedule C or something like that where you have to have these and you're going to deduct all your expenses, then yes, that's and actually the key to taxes is record keeping. That's really the key to it. And if you get audited, then I have the records, and that's really what gets a lot of people in trouble because they don't have the records. And so maybe you get audited, and all of the everything you listed on your tax return is legitimate, and I am entitled to an exemption on that, a deduction, I should say, on that. But if I don't have the records to back it up, I won't get the deductions, even if they were actually something I used and am entitled to. But again, if I can't prove it, I'm not really entitled to it. So record keeping is key.
Here's another question. Lisa, can you ask Mr. Leahy, how long does it take the IRS to process an amended tax return? It's just an average return.
Okay, I guess it depends on what year you're trying to amend. Now, we have 3 years to amend a return by law. And other than that, you can't amend the return. The older it is, the longer it will take. So I've seen some amended returns. It takes months and months to process them. So people send them in and they think, oh, I haven't heard back. You won't. It's going to take them some time. Amended returns, again, especially older, if it was 3 years ago. And at this time of year, because, right, they're focusing on the new returns. They're not going to worry about the amended returns yet. And so it's going to take them some time to get to it. I don't have a number because it depends every year.
Someone is asking, if you owe no taxes, you don't need to file an extension. That's incorrect, right?
No, that's actually technically true, because if I don't file an extension, then and I owe the IRS money, the penalty is going to be based on what I owe. Well, if I don't owe them anything, I won't have a penalty. And so in that sense, no, I don't have to file an extension, because I won't owe them any money if I don't file an extension. The problem is I won't get my refund either, right? So if I have a refund coming, it's going to take longer for me to get it if I wait beyond that time. And here, I just mentioned that it's 3 years for you to file a tax return, to amend. You also have 3 years to get your refund. Beyond 3 years, so I've had many people come to me, see me, and they haven't filed in many years, and they kind of think it's money in the bank. But it really isn't, because after 3 years, they keep the money and you don't get it. And so many people are surprised about that.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so tell everyone the website that you announced on Friday where they can go and file an extension absolutely free today.
tinyurl.com/2024freefile, because that's the name of the program. 2024 free file.
Perfect. Are you stressed today, Stephen? Like, are you just exhausted?
I'm going to tell you, it's been a madhouse around here. Luckily, I have people who are doing the tax returns, and I just have to take the calls. So
well, good. Hopefully, you have a much-deserved vacation plan. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
That is Stephen A. Leahy from the office, the law office of Stephen A. Leahy.